Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Saturday. And of course, welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I am so pleased that you pushed play on another episode today. Welcome, and also welcome to our new subscribers. Thank you so much for listening to all of these episodes. I'm really just so grateful and so appreciative that you're here, and of course for your support with this podcast. So today I wanted to take manifesting with the moon a little bit further because, as you know, it's Black Friday at the moment, and you may have seen me posting about what it means to manifest the moon and a little bit about my story with moon manifesting and the wonderful things that happened to me as a result of that. And of course, the wonderful things that happened to some of the women I've been working with who are either starting their private practice or they're thinking about starting a private practice. Maybe they're already in it, and they've been getting some really exciting results as well. Not just referrals. Like one lady, she was aiming to manifest 4 referrals this week. She actually got 7. And it was by using this process that I mentioned in the last podcast. But I guess since I've been posting more about what it means to manifest the moon, some people have been commenting on those posts, and some of the questions are quite similar. So I thought maybe we could answer some of those today, and I'll just take you through a little bit more of what it can look like for you when you do manifest with the moon. So I guess somebody said, is there a secret to it? And the answer is, I don't believe that there's a secret to it. I think you just haven't learnt what it is yet. And as I was saying this morning in one of the posts that I put up, you know, I know what it's like to feel like you're doing so much and you feel really, really busy, but you're not progressing towards your goals. So you're doing all of the behind the scenes things, of course, yet that goal is still hanging over you. You still haven't hit it. And you start to think, well, how do I do that? And sometimes you can feel a little bit exasperated by that and think, oh, I just don't know what else to do. And what happened with me was I just kept, because I didn't know what else to do, I just kept doing the same stuff, right? And I just did a more, longer, harder, stronger, all of those sorts of things, hoping for a result, and of course not really getting one. And I think most of us get to that point where we think something's got to give, something's got to change, there must be another way. And that's where I was at. And that's how I ended up, long story short, but falling in love with manifesting. And especially because having had that science background with psychology and working in a medical model that requires everything be evidence-based, manifesting felt very natural and organic to me because of the parallels that it had with sociology and psychology. And a lot of the tools that we use in manifesting are the same that you see in psychology, and therefore they're evidence-based. There's lots of research to support the effectiveness of tools such as visualizing, for example. So anyway, for those reasons, it felt really natural and aligned and expansive because it was pushing me beyond my comfort zone a little bit. And so that was sort of my introduction to manifesting. And then I became addicted, as you know, and I traveled all over the world. I mean, I've been everywhere in search of teachers, guidance, courses, conferences, gurus. I can tell you I've met people in Scotland. Of course, I went and moved to Marrakesh. I lived in Marrakesh for 6 months. Learned there from teachers, spiritual teachers, including Bedouins. I also from there went to Africa, and I learned from teachers in Africa. And within Africa, I also went to, where'd I go there? Egypt, and then within Egypt, Cairo. From Cairo, it was a new type of teaching and a new approach to mysticism and manifestation. From there, it was Dubai and Sharjah and Ras El Khaimah and all those sorts of places. From there, it was Jordan and learning about beliefs there when it came to manifesting and doing a lot of work there in a place called Petra. And you might know Petra if you're old like I am. You might remember growing up with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And there was one of the films was called The Crystal Skull. Well, this is where this Crystal Skull was filmed. So I was hanging out there for a few months, learning from people there about manifesting. I also went to Beijing, in China, and learned there about their spiritual beliefs and customs when it comes to manifesting things into reality. Of course, I learned things in Bali. And of course, I learned things in Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia. Of course, the Himalayas. I was in the Himalayas for a month. And I was there trekking Mount Everest, and I was so blessed because I was studying Buddhism at the time, and I happened to be there. I forget the name of the town, it's just slipped my mind at the moment, but I can put it in the show notes. And there was a great big conference of all the Dalai Lama, and the Grand Lama was there as well. And I was so fortunate because I had learnt about Buddhism in Sanskrit, and the temple I was attending was all in Sanskrit. And so it was amazing for me to be able to go to this big monastery and this big conference and be the only Westerner there, the only woman there, and be welcomed in. Because I knew how to do the chanting in Sanskrit. I knew how to communicate in Sanskrit. And I was blessed to be able to have an audience there with one of the lamas. So that was amazing. And of course, I took refuge. There's a process you go through when you study Buddhism. If you choose to, become a Buddhist properly, one of the initiations is you do a process that's called taking refuge, and you take refuge in a few different aspects of Buddhism. And Buddhism isn't a religion, by the way. Some people think that it is, but it's not. It's more a spiritual practice. And so I took refuge there with my Lama, and his name is Lama Tenda, and he was trained by the Dalai Lama. So I'm blessed to be able to have that connection as well and learn from my Lama and through him, through the Dalai Lama, about manifesting and everything. And so anyway, there's just like a handful of the place. Oh, Spain, of course, I learned from the Spanish there around manifesting and making dreams come into reality. France, different areas of rural France, as well as in Paris. Oh gosh, just so many places. I've just traveled the world because I love learning about this stuff. And anyway, some cultures have a belief around the moon and the power of the moon. And that's, I guess, what deepened my interest and my learning in manifesting. And that's how this whole Moonworks program came about. It was me sort of distilling all the things I'd learned from all the different cultures I'd been exposed to in real life and all the different places I'd lived and the communities I'd lived with and the teachers I'd been blessed to live with and learn from about what it means to manifest with the moon. And like many things, when you learn a lot about all these different cultures and all these different countries and their beliefs around manifesting, you start to see that there are some common threads, you know, and most of the beliefs are more alike than they are different. And so I was very, very lucky to be able to put together Moonworks in a way that integrates the knowledge from Western and Eastern cultures for women in private practice, yeah? And so it's just been amazing. And one of the things that I learned that was very common across different cultural philosophies around manifesting with the moon was that things are very important in terms of helping you get into becoming a vibrational match for the thing that you're trying to manifest, the thing that you're trying to call into your reality. And one of the ways that you can shift your vibration, and there are many of them, but one of the ways that's very well known around the world is chanting. And so you could chant like an affirmation if you wanted to, but a very simple chant that many cultures share is also a Sanskrit one, and it goes Om Namo Narayana. And you would say it like this: Om Namo Narayana, Om Neo Narayama, Om Neo Narayama, Om Neo Narayama, like this. And if you did that for a couple of minutes, like you can already start, I could already start feeling my vibration shift in my body. And so they would do that depending on which culture you're talking about and what manifesting process they're using. They will do that usually for a few minutes, and some might even do that for like half an hour or even an hour. And if you're talking about monks in the Himalayas, they would do that for like a whole morning. And what that chant means in English is that you surrender your trust to the universe. And if you didn't want to use the word universe, you could say soul or energy or God or whatever it is you want to hand over your trust to, right? What you want to believe in. And the power of this is not only in creating what you can experience as a physical vibration, but it also creates a vibration in terms of your awareness. It creates a vibration in terms of you being able to drop back into your feminine. So your feminine energy is about trusting, and it's about surrendering, and it's about allowing. And that allowing in this case is allowing yourself to be provided for. And I know just that thought can be very triggering for some of you, because it was triggering for me when I learned it as well. You know, I had a story, and my story was, you know this, if you've been listening for a while, you know this, and you're probably sick to death of hearing about it. But I grew up without a dad, essentially. I grew up without a male role model. My story growing up was, you have to look out for number one, you have to look out for yourself. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Life's hard. Life's a battle. Nothing comes easily. You have to be super independent. And so when I started hearing about surrendering to the universe, and Gabby Bernstein talks about trusting that the universe has your back and things, that just felt like too far removed from my mindset, too far removed from what I believed in. And what I didn't realize at the time was that by white knuckling it, by trying to control everything, I was actually blocking the things that I really wanted from appearing in my day-to-day life of the private practice, and also my personal life. And so for me, it was a real experience of growth, learning how to recognize where that story came from, the type of story I wanted to have instead. And that wasn't easy to create, but I did. And then actually looking at, well, how do I embody this now? And when I was able to do that, it allowed me then to appreciate what it means to move between this duality of energy, that masculine energy that we all have and that feminine energy that we all have, or that yin and yang energy. And so that's something that's really, really emphasized in such a beautiful, light way through Manifesting with the Moon, because you learn how to understand which energy state you are in, which energy state the moon is in, and how to align both of those energies. And when you bring them into alignment, that's when you start to see things happen in your private practice. So I don't believe that there's a secret per se to getting the things that you really want to see and experience in your business. I think there's just different ways of doing that. And either you haven't learnt them and you're just learning on the fly, trying to teach yourself as you go, and that's fine. Like, I think many of us have been in that position. Or you've started on the process of looking around and enrolling in courses and things like that, and people have very conventional and traditional ways, and maybe you've tried those and they just haven't worked for you. Well, that's okay. This Manifesting with the Moon is just a different way, and maybe this one will work with you because it's going to teach you about things that you're interested in when it comes to manifesting, spirituality, alignment, your masculine and feminine states, your wounded masculine and feminine states, and how you can work with them. The other thing that manifesting with the moon really does teach you is that, unlike other courses and programs that say, here is step one, here is step two, and they take you from step one right through to step 10 of how to achieve something. Manifesting is the opposite. Manifesting, we begin at step 10 and then we come back to step one. So we look at, okay, let's imagine you've already got all of that and now let's go back to step one and we map things out from there. And we do that again by marrying up the energy that you're experiencing along with the energy of the moon. And we do that by looking at all sorts of things for you that are physical things, but are also soul-based things and cognitive things as well. So lots of different things there. And you have to remember as well that when you're trying to create something in your practice, you're always manifesting. It's just a difference when you're manifesting with the moon, you're doing it with intention and you're doing it with conscious awareness. When you're not doing that, you're just manifesting without giving it any attention. But if you're not seeing results in your private practice and you're thinking, I'm not seeing results, why isn't this working? I wish it was working. What's going to happen to my practice? And you're thinking about the worst case scenarios. Well, understand that wherever your attention goes, your energy will flow. Okay, and you are going to get back what you are focusing on. So if you're focusing on what's not coming through, you're going to get more things not coming through. And although it feels counterintuitive to do it when you have an empty diary, finding things that you do have in the practice and actively expressing gratitude and appreciation for those things will absolutely help you manifest bookings into the diary, referrals coming through your email, your fax, your website, your phone, whatever it is. You have to understand whatever you're saying thank you for, it doesn't matter what it is, you will attract more things to the business to be thankful for. Okay, so there's a little tip for you there. Let go of what's not working and get out of the mindset of having to fix things and focus on that. Switch your mindset over now and just look at what's going well. Okay, focusing on that. And the third tip that I'd have for you is to really become quite visual in terms of what it is you want the practice to look like 12 months from now. And the reason for that is because when we're manifesting, I'm going to teach you about how you access parts of your subconscious mind. And there are a few different ways that we do that through conscious co-creation, through intentional manifesting. But it's very important to have visual representation of the things that you want to see in the practice, because your subconscious mind responds better and more powerfully to pictures and to stories than it does to facts and figures. So a simple way that we can remember this is to think of your subconscious mind as like a seven-year-old child. And think about, if you were trying to teach your seven-year-old child something, what would you do? Well, you'd give them a book that had lots of pictures, or you'd give them something to make or to be creative, or you'd tell them a story, things like that. Well, it's no different with us as adults. It's just our subconscious mind likes to receive things in a very visual and storytelling creative way. So rather than mapping out things on a big whiteboard with lots of things to tick off and stuff like that, you can get more rapid results by having something visual that you look at every single day. And there's a whole process behind that, which you'll learn as well when you begin to manifest with the moon. Now, it is Black Friday, which is amazing. Well, actually, today's Saturday, but I'm sure it's still Black Friday somewhere. And my program that is designed to support you in learning how to manifest for your private practice with the moon is $197, but it's only $37 at the moment. And that's available until midnight tomorrow night, 29th of November. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So I'll put the link in the show notes if you're interested. You can go and check it out. You don't have anything to lose. You'll be joining a community of other women just like you who also love to learn about manifesting, who also love to learn about their inner world and the deeper work, and really, really, really want to take their practice further in a way that feels connected to their soul and aligned with their beliefs and values. This is a support space for you to come and get the beautiful guidance for your practice, and I can't wait to meet you in there. But you have to hurry, as I said, it's only available at $37, and that's Australian too, which is a lot less than US dollars. But it's only available till midnight tomorrow night. So I hope that you can come in. I'm really looking forward to supporting you, guiding you, and meeting you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. And if you have any questions, of course, just tap the email in the show notes and send them through, and I'll be happy to answer them for you. No strings attached at all. All right, have a beautiful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to another episode, guys. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.